With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Supreme Court has struck down President Trump's far-reaching global tariffs, handing him a significant legal setback on an issue that's crucial to his economic agenda. Taking it in stride, the president says he'll take a different direction, imposing a global 10% tariff as an alternative.
Now I'm going to go in a different direction, probably the direction that I should have gone the first time, but I read the language. I'm very good at reading language, and it read our way 100%, but now I'll go the way I could have gone originally, which is even stronger than our original choice.
Today's 6-3 decision centers on tariffs the president unilaterally imposed under an emergency powers law, including the sweeping reciprocal tariffs levied on nearly every other country. Businesses stand to gain the most, those business owners who've been paying those tariffs to the federal government when they import goods from overseas. Paul Rogers owns an Italian market in Atlanta. He says he's not so sure he'll be getting compensated, even if it's decided the tariffs have to be paid back.
It's going to apply to the major companies, but you know, it's the small business owner that's been hurt the most. So if these major importers, if they get reimbursed, I doubt there's going to be a trickle-down effect for small businesses.
UPS drivers being offered $150,000 buyouts. More on that from Bill Alexander.
A lawyer for the International Brotherhood of Teamsters told a judge Thursday that the union expects over 10,000 United Parcel Service drivers to accept $150,000 buyouts if the delivery giant is allowed to proceed with a planned workforce cutting program. An attorney for the union representing over 320,000 UPS workers is urging a federal judge to block UPS from moving ahead with the buyouts, alleging the buyouts violate the national contract.
This is SRN News. The European Parliament is condemning Turkey.
The government in Ankara has expelled scores of Christian missionaries, claiming that they are a threat to national security. The EU legislative body has adopted a resolution calling on Turkey to protect religious freedom and live up to its responsibilities as a member of the international community. Turkey is technically a secular state, but President Erdogan has been promoting Islam in recent years, and persecution of Christians is increasing. Michael Harrington reporting.
The European Parliament is condemning Turkey. Here's Michael Harrington's explanation. Also, Texas Tech canceling a campus talk by a doctor who performs late-term abortions. University officials said hosting the event, which had been scheduled for late January, was simply not in the school's best interest. The speaker planned to discuss medical and ethical issues around late-term procedures, sometimes called partial birth abortions. Medical Students for Choice organized the talk. This is SRN News. Germany's chancellor about to become the latest Western leader and sometimes ally to visit communist China.
Friedrich Merz will make his first visit since taking the helm of Europe's biggest economy. He'll travel to China next week and will be received in Beijing by the Chinese foreign minister and by President Xi. The German leader will also visit southeastern China. Germany has tried in recent years to maintain solid ties with China despite wariness over Beijing's growing assertiveness, while also looking to avoid over-reliance on trade with China. Rich Thomason reporting.
Recovery efforts continuing today in the area where 8 skiers were killed. One remains missing after the deadliest U.S. avalanche in nearly 45 years in California's Sierra Nevada range. The search had been put on hold because of even more snow coming down, but the weather has begun to clear, allowing search crews to get back at it. More of these stories at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.